Well, we finally learned more about Dusk Bloods coming to Switch 2. This was a game that we're both really curious about, especially because there's a network test that we're both in.
Starting today
at the wee hours of 3 o'clock in the morning. And we were wondering, like, is there going to be some kind of official information coming out for this game before everyone is let loose into this network test? And there was. There was previews for Dusk Bloods. People saw. They were able to play the network test, it looks like, early and had some information to share about this mysterious, complicated game. So, yeah, we're here to tell you what we know and answer the question whether we're hyped for this game.
It's been a very non-traditional path for this game, where it got announced, heard nothing, had a very short trailer and a direct, heard nothing. It's like, is this happening? Is this real? And then out of the blue, we got this network test, and then boom, all these people flew to Japan to play the game in great detail. So we're learning from them. There's still no, like, overview trailer or anything like that, which we usually rely on. So it has been, you know, a lot of picking through these previews and videos, which there's a lot of information out there. Like, we spent a lot of time going through this stuff.
Right.
But you do kind of have to actively...
You have to do the work.
Pick around for it.
Right. They're not doing the work for
Versus, like, here you go. Here it is.
This is an interesting sort of rollout in terms of information for this game in general because, you know, we had the very mysterious trailer when the game was first announced, and then we got nothing in terms of an overview or sort of new information in the latest Nintendo Direct, just the announcement that there's going to be a network test. So it's just been shrouded in this mystery. And with all FromSoft games, you just know it's going to be kind of a complicated game to begin with. So you're in for it already with the way that they've rolled out this information. And like you said, you have to do the work yourself to find that information now because no one is, like, serving it up to you on a silver platter.
Well, that's the other thing that I'm so interested in,
yeah.
You know, with my marketing brain is like, who do they think the target audience for this is? Because this is exclusive to the Switch 2, which means a lot of that audience probably has no exposure to FromSoft games. So it's like, are they the target audience? Because you might need to do a lot more hand-holding for them versus, like, the diehard people who came up playing the Dark Souls game, Elden Ring, all the other stuff,
Night
who are
Rain,
just like, I know how this goes.
Right.
I know the cycle of, like, really learning these games and how that struggle can be a lot of fun.
But also very frustrating if you're a new player entering into this kind of world.
And I think, like, okay, we put up this network test opening, and a lot of people are like, I don't even know what this is, and I don't really play those games, so...
What the heck is a network test?
Should I sign up for this? Or is this a Splatfest? Like, I don't know. Should I sign up?
Is this a Splatfest?
Should I sign up for this or not? Like, I do have some questions about the kind of the synchronization, like the flow of all of these things. Which it's like maybe this is the plan all along. It's like, this is how we get these types of players onto the Switch 2, and they're going to be the focus.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out more once we get closer and we start to see more of the proper marketing, which feels like it hasn't really started for this game.
And as part of these previews, there were developer interviews with Miyazaki himself,
Who's the head guy.
The head guy
at FromSoft,
and an amazing guy who is super creative, obviously, and makes these incredible games. And he had some things to say about why he wanted this to be a Switch exclusive. So we'll get into that in a little bit too, because that can give us a little bit of a clue into kind of the questions that you're asking is, like, who is this actually for? And if it's for this specific kind of person, are you doing enough to, you know, get them excited and get them to feel like this is a game that I can actually play?
Right. So one thing that Miyazaki did say in these interviews is that it's the most complex game he has ever worked on.
Oh, boy.
And that's saying something.
Because has worked on some complex
stuff. We have played a lot of these games. You are our resident Elden Ring expert, true expert. And, like, you have to put in the hours to properly understand these games.
Yeah.
And I love this analogy he made. He's like, it's like a board game where, like, the biggest hurdle is learning. We've all been there. Learning.
The rules of a new
game.
That's
the worst feeling ever. It's like, I don't understand this. I never will. I'm so dumb. And then one moment it clicks and it's like, okay, here we go.
This is super fun.
And now we're in the flow of the game and I'm having fun and I understand this really complex thing.
But just the hurdle of...
It's huge.
Of knowing that you have to do the thing to learn the rules and that it's going to be frustrated and complicated and potentially confusing is enough to already push some people away from it.
Totally.
So you do have to get over that. Like, mentally, you have to say to yourself, with a lot of FromSoft games, mentally you have to say to yourself, like, this is going to take me a couple hours, a couple days, a couple weeks to learn the ins and outs of this thing. And, but when I do, it's worth it.
Yeah, and this network test runs, it's basically like Friday through Monday. It's like you're barely scratching the surface.
You might need that whole time just to figure out what you're doing.
Flailing around. They did put up an official network test gameplay guide on their website, which this is like reading a foreign language.
It's a little confusing.
It is. I don't recommend going straight to that because you're not going to understand. You might be turned off, honestly. Yeah. Like, what the heck is this game?
Right, right.
We found, and you have some favorite creators from you know, your Elden Ring time, and I came across one today who put out very extensive, very well laid out videos.
And these are the people that have done a lot of, like, gameplay guides, player guide videos for other FromSoft games. So they know the kind of language that and the things that they need to communicate to you that's actually important for you to learn.
So
these are the people that we recommend.
Yeah, so we'll shout them out. Ouroboro and Vati Vidya, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Are two that we like and we recommend and had great videos on.
Right.
We're at this event.
Yes, we'll link their videos.
So if you're trying to get a the lay of the land of, like, just what is this
just
game?
Just watch the video.
Like, those are great places to start.
Yeah.
You know, something that was interesting that all of the previews said was, like, you can't really pin this down to a single genre. So again, even answering that question of, like, what is this game?
It's difficult.
It's kind of hard to answer, unfortunately.
And it's interesting because Miyazaki himself, when he was first asked to describe this game, he said it was PvEVP. It's a confusing way to say it. And then
P
later,
stands for player.
E stands for everyone. Anyways. So he himself was like, but that's not really the right way to describe it either. So he himself was having trouble sort of coming up with a way to really kind of contain this genre somehow.
But it's kind of this mashup of the classic FromSoft gameplay meeting this sort of battle royale style where it's all culminating in this smaller match amongst the remaining players.
Yep.
Eight players total. Eight go in, one comes out as the victor. Initially you're exploring this big map. You're fighting a lot of enemies. You can fight other players if you want, but that's not really the goal. You're trying to work your way into that final group of three and hopefully emerge the winner, which will probably literally never happen for me when I play this game.
You never know.
I have resigned myself to this fact. I'll still have fun doing other things.
I think I'm going
to
be good at this.
Don't worry about me.
I'm excited.
Do not worry about
me. Take some people down.
Yeah. But let's get into the actual game loop here because it is interesting.
Yes.
Please take us through this.
Okay, so there is four phases total, as you mentioned before. Sort of eight people go into the match together. And during each of the phases, you're doing a lot of things to basically, like, level up your character.
Right, and build up this total score that you have.
Yes, and there's a lot of things in the world that can happen that will allow you to do that. There's, you know, in-game, in-world bosses that you can fight. You can team up with other players to take down these bosses.
Make alliances.
You can make alliances. You have a lot of, like, weapons and sort of, you know, in Elden Ring we call them summons. In this game you call them kins. Mm-hmm. Like little
creatures, helpers
that you could summon to help you. There's a lot of ways for you to get those points that you need to get into that final battle. And after each round, the number of players shrinks down. So it goes from 8 to 6. And then there's a final three that does, like, the death match.
Yeah.
And that final sort of three-player death match, it's sort of like arena-based. You know, you are in a contained space. Right. You're facing off, like, head-on. Somebody described it like a 3D Smash Brothers kind of, where you can even, like, knock people off the platform as a way to get rid of them, like, just like in Smash.
Yeah.
So it's more of that kind of, the gameplay sort of changes. Right.
And it looked like you were at the top of, like, a bell tower.
A tower,
where it's like, okay, we start on this huge map, and now you're trapped here. Yes. So like a battle royale,
You're kind of...
The ring is shrinking.
It shrinks, yes.
Upon you.
Yeah. And the world seems to be very large, very expansive.
Yeah, it looks really big.
There's a lot of things, like we were saying, like we noted, that you can do during those first three phases to level up your character, get stronger weapons, you know, do all the things to make yourself as strong as possible for your final, if you make it to that final three, you're you know, as equipped as possible. And it seems to be, you know, the cool part that kind of stood out to me is that, like, during those first few phases, there is sort of an emphasis on exploration. The world seems, again, very vast and very immersive, and there's, like, a lot of things for you to discover and kind of poke around and find cool things and level up your character, so that part is interesting.
Yeah. A lot of the previews said that a match takes about a half hour. Mm-hmm. Might be less if you get knocked out.
like Knockout Tour.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, they kind of, you either have to pass through that gate or you don't.
Hopefully I can just jump right into my next match, or I'll just be waiting around a long time.
Oh, boy. You seem very down on yourself.
I know my limitations, this is going to be one of them.
All right.
But, so in the network test, there are 6 characters that you can choose from. In the final game, there's going to be 10.
Yep.
And these are pre-made characters.
Yes, yes.
So, like, you know, in Elden Ring, you have that screen that everybody gets frozen up on of, like, oh, what do I make? You're going to make your character, choose a class. This is much more streamlined, where it's like, I am picking a pre-made character with some of the dumbest names in video games. Shout out to Bloodhand Jan and Zork.
I was like, why is one person called Bloodhand Jan and one person just called Albert? This is your kindergarten class. Hi, I'm Albert. Hi, I'm Bloodhand Jan.
I'm Zork.
Zork.
But they are, you know, they're essentially like pre-made classes. So, like, Sniper Layla is a sniper. Literally has.
She has a gun on her back.
A sniper rifle, which is really cool. Yeah. Are there any of these that you found yourself drawn to from the footage that we saw?
I was pretty interested in Zork and Train Lane, not just because she's an Asian woman, but she had 2 abilities that I really like. One was invisibility, which seems to be extremely useful,
and
you could kind of sneak around a little bit, which just sounds good. And then one was the weapon she had was like sort of this ring that was like a boomerang. You can like throw it and stuff. And I love a character with a little range. Zork has a jetpack. I don't know why, but that seems cool.
Because it's Zork, obviously.
Zork.
Obviously.
I'm Zork.
Just Zork doing Zork things, flying around.
Jetpack! What a weird thing to have in this, like, kind of gothic world, but I love it.
Well, I am interested in, like, what era is this supposed to be? Like, you have guns. There was a special event where there's a Zeppelin. You could call down an airstrike. It's like, this is not
the old-timey medieval
fantasy of Elden Ring. It's like, it does have more modern trapping. You're in this clock tower.
They're supposed to be like vampire-y
kind of thing. Like,
that's why it's all like blood.
Like a World War II-ish thing. I don't know. So there is a story.
A little mashup.
That we will find out about more later, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But for now, it's like, oh, this is an interesting setting. I'm interested in the guns side of this. I don't know about the sniper, but I think there was another character that had like more of a machine gun. I think Albert had some like vampire stuff that he was
Albert
doing.
Albert seems very like a classic vampire
character.
That looked
cool. I have very low expectations for myself, so it's like, who's the most standard character here? It's probably Albert.
Probably Albert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Albert's probably like your
Bloodhand
most
Jan. I like the look of Bloodhand Jan running around in this straitjacket.
Bloodhand Jan had some a nice butt.
Okay.
We noted that
you got an axe and a nice butt, so maybe that's all it takes.
A cute, perky booty.
Great.
I'm not sure about Senator Samir Patras.
Senator Samir had like a fencing sword.
Like a rapier kind of thing.
There is a wide range.
Wide range, yes.
Of characters, which I think is cool. In the network test, there's only going to be the one map with the clock tower that we saw. They said 3 maps in the final game.
Yeah.
I was like, is that not enough? But I don't know. The map
seems big.
The map seems really big.
So who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
So I don't know if that like variety, like if you're just like playing this game nonstop, I don't know how that's going to feel with 3 maps.
Or is it one of those things where like each map is so expansive with so many layers?
I don't know.
Other FromSoft games like Elden Ring, where you're just like still discovering things. I mean, I played thousands of hours of some of these games, and it's like, I did not know that was there. I just discovered this thing yesterday.
That's
amazing.
My first reaction was like, oh, only 3, but then as I watched the video, I was like, there's a lot to cover ground-wise.
A lot of verticality and going underground.
Well, that's another thing that is pretty different about this.
Yeah.
It's like, they were doing like double jumps, triple jumps,
quad jumps,
air dashes, quadruple jumps. Is that standard for all the characters? Obviously, that's what Zork has a jetpack, but everybody else can do these crazy jumps.
The movement is based around these insane jumps.
All right, well, you're not doing that in Dark Souls.
You sure aren't. You're fat rolling in an Elden Ring, so that's not the same. You do have Torrent, which helps with some double jumping, but not a quadruple
not like
jump.
Not like this. I mean, this was like superhero level dashing around.
And there's no fall damage.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you're basically like, to traverse this world, from what we saw, it just looked like you were just like quad jumping over giant towers and like just jumping off of cliffs.
That
things.
Part definitely got my attention.
It looked kind of cool.
It looked neat. It looked very cool.
You can also do like some insane like jump dashes and things like that. Yeah. So I'm sure that that's going to be fun when you are, you know, actually fighting. That could be a fun thing to integrate.
Yeah. Going into this, I was a little concerned about how this game might run performance-wise on the Switch 2, but I've been pretty impressed with the footage we've seen.
Yeah. For sure.
Some of the people said it ran between 40 and 50 frames per second. Seems like it's trying to get to 60, but it's kind of fluctuating a little bit along the
way. They did say they're going to continue to optimize.
Yeah, this is not the final version of the game, but just watching the it's always good to watch the footage instead of looking at a number.
Yeah, look with your own
because
eyes.
Because the number is not the same game to game, but I was like, I thought it looked really good.
I thought it looked great. I had no, like, I didn't have any reaction where I was like, oh, that does not look, that looks bad.
Right,
They did say, too, that because they were playing, like, kind of like land together in one room or whatever it is, the net code or whatever is very stable, but we're going
to
be in the network test.
Yeah.
So we'll see for ourselves.
And again, that is a test to see how the network works.
Exactly.
So it may be bad, and now they're going to fix it in the final game. Like, we kind of have to know what this is.
Yes.
What we're getting into. Exactly. This is not a demo.
This
has a more functional...
This is literally a test. It's called a test for a reason.
Right.
So I guess we'll see how they succeed or fail the test, I guess.
Yeah, and then
they can go from there, but not the final, you know, product by any means.
And of course, like, you know, the FromSoft art direction is in full effect here. And,
beautiful.
You know, really, really gross-looking enemies, weird-looking enemies.
Yeah. The world of, gothic. Like, kind of this dark gothic world.
Yeah, I thought it looked really cool.
Character designs are strange and... In like the best way. The music sounds very, you know,
giant frog with two rows of human teeth eating you alive.
I said it looked like a gross Greninja. It was a realistic, disgusting Greninja. It had a big tongue, just like Greninja.
It had a two-sided tongue.
It was disgusting.
Foul.
I mean, this is FromSoft, like, enemies are some of the most disgusting you've ever seen.
Yeah,
but in the best way.
One other thing that was interesting in the interviews was... Apparently, this was yet another game that started as a Switch 1 title.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking they could make this game on a Switch 1. That seems absolutely nutso.
Yeah.
But that is the truth.
Yeah, in development since 2021.
And it certainly now looks the part of a Switch 2 game. But
again,
this legacy of all these games that started on Switch 1.
Yeah.
It's like, how did this happen? Did nobody tell a developer... Oh, yeah, we're working on that new system.
But it's, like, obvious. Even if no one told you,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you know that?
I don't know. I'm not holding... I mean, it sounds like this game has been reinvented along the way and grown in scope since then, because it started in 2021, so it's been a long time.
It's been a really long
time. But I did find that curious.
Yeah. When are we going to finally get that game that was built from the ground up on
Switch
2?
Yeah, we're still waiting.
Is that the next 3D Mario or
it's
what?
Dragon Drive.
It's Dragon Drive. Welcome to our.
So there is a lot of information
in
these previews. And again, those two creators that we mentioned have really in-depth videos.
Yeah. Definitely
that will
watch those.
Take you through everything. But there are still some questions that we have, and part of that is, you know, due to the way this information is getting rolled out through these third-party sources instead of directly from FromSoft or from Nintendo. Mm-hmm. A big question I had is, like, so is this game strictly online only? Can I do a game with bots offline? You know, if I'm on a bus, if I'm on an airplane, and this is like, well, this is just not a game that I can be playing. That would be a nice option. It seems like the focus is obviously the online multiplayer.
Sounds like there's tutorials.
And that's fine.
Maybe you can dabble with a tutorial in offline mode. But yes, that is a big question. Is this an online only game?
Yeah.
And how do we feel about that, being that Switch is supposed to be this hybrid system where you're taking it places.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't have internet.
Right, and again, like to the quality of the network, it's like if I'm not docked in with the thing plugged in, with that network cable like plugged garbage? In, is that going to be a different story? Yeah. So these are all things that they need to take into account.
We'll maybe have to just wait and see, yeah. You know?
And then something else we still don't know is when this game's coming out.
Nope. There was a false reporting.
Fake, yes.
And Nintendo has come out and said that is not the date.
It was a September date that
and
was
that
listed.
And that is not the date.
If you see that floating around over the weekend,
confused.
That is not correct.
That is not correct.
Yes. But they keep saying it's coming out this year. Seems
they
like
do.
It is. It might be prudent for them to look at the results of the network test and say, like, well, what do we still have to do before
maybe
we...
Maybe that's why they're waiting
before
for...
we land on a date.
Yeah.
But they seem confident that it'll be this year.
Yeah, yeah. And Miyazaki, again, was interviewed as part of these previews, and our friend Andy Robinson at VGC did ask him, what areas are you looking to improve after this network test?
Okay.
And he did have something to say about this. He did say that, like, maybe tune some areas, but it does sound like mostly things are kind of, like, done to the degree that they want it to be.
Okay.
And they're just wanting to tune some things. The one thing he did say is, he said, but I think sneaking is an area that we could look at. This is an area that I enjoy being sneaky and playing the match to my advantage and using other players as a resource. So is there some kind of stealth?
What does that mean?
Element?
Well, I don't know. You like playing this invisible character.
That he wants to add in? Yeah, I don't know. So there's some sort of tuning of balance and things like that. That sounds like he wants to look at after the network test. Maybe that invisible character is like OP because you're just like being invisible and sneaking around and like backstabbing people or something. Who knows?
Okay. So after really throwing yourself into all these previews and videos and stuff, and again, starting from a base of literally nothing.
Literally nothing.
How are you feeling about the Duskbloods?
I am open to, I'm obviously going to be playing in the network test. I'm excited to check it out. There is definitely elements of this game that's very appealing to me. Like, I do love the FromSoft style, like, the way that they have tuned, you know, that mechanic just feels so good in a FromSoft game, and that seems to be exactly what you're getting in Duskbloods. This element of exploration that a lot of these previews talked about, where it's beyond like find people in this world and kill them. It's more so about exploring this world, which is like my favorite part of some of these other FromSoft games, especially Elden Ring. I like that element is in this game. But there are other parts that I have a lot of questions about. Mm. You know, I typically don't like playing PvP, PvE, Battle Royale type games.
But you just said you're going to be good at this.
I think I will be good at this. But I don't seek out these types of games. And I didn't play Night Rain because I wasn't that interested in, that one's a little different, but that one is another like multiplayer FromSoft experience.
Well, I was also unconvinced with that game that I was like, I'm not sure this Elden Ring's going to carry over to this type of experience. And
you were wrong.
I was wrong about that.
Yeah, you were wrong.
I was very wrong about that.
Yeah.
Well, you were too.
I was
too.
To be fair. But there are definitely sort of like elements that I'm very interested in, but also elements that I have a lot of questions about.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think the key phrase here is on paper. On paper, I think this is like a game of the year contender. Because I think this is like a really great evolution of all this lineage of FromSoft games and everything that they have learned. And it looks like this is just like truly... Every game will offer a different experience and so many ways to play this game, from picking a character that you like to like what is the thing that I'm going to do to get these points that's going to get me into the final thing. So again, for me, as somebody who's like, I'm probably going to suck at this compared to a lot of people, I'm actually not worried about getting into that final three, because I think I'll have a lot of fun in the run-up to whatever else is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if I make it into that final three, I'll probably get smoked, because that's probably not where my strength is going to be. But I'm not worried about that, because I think there's a lot of really other fun things that I can do. And I like the comparison that Miyazaki made of like a board game.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it does seem to be this very layered, you know, gameplay element
there's
over
like a lot
gameplay
of strategy
mechanic
that to
it. It's
going to
take you a lot of time to learn, but it's going to be really rewarding to learn. So that's all on paper. Mm-hmm. We haven't played this game.
Yeah.
I could get into this network test tonight and be like, oh, this sucks. This doesn't work.
Or it could be the complete opposite reaction.
Right. But just my feeling of seeing all of this laid out and hearing from the impressions of people who played it, I was like, oh, this could actually be a massive, huge hit and a major coup for Nintendo to get this game
as exclusively an exclusive
on the Switch 2. So yeah. I'm choosing to on the side of optimism and say, like, this is such a wild card for the rest of the year. Like, again, nobody had this on their list because we knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And for this now to get dropped in the end of August, of like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, we've just got this massive, we got the new huge FromSoft game.
Yeah.
What?
It could be big.
That is upending everything.
Yeah, it could be big.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we are both in the network test. We're going to be playing this game and hopefully coming to our own more in-depth conclusions about our own personal feelings about this game. If we end up, you know, playing enough where we think that we have enough to say, then we'll definitely make another video.
Also unclear what we're allowed to say about this network test or not.
Yeah. Sounds like we
can. So we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. If we're able to say enough things and we have enough things to say, I suppose, then look out for another video about Duskbloods. Yeah. But in the meantime, there's a lot of information out there. Hopefully you guys are, you know, weeding through all of that yourself and seeing what is interesting or not interesting to you. I think this could be, you know, Nintendo certainly, I think, believes that this is one of their biggest holiday games, despite the non-marketing. But, you know, this could be like one of those huge games that just take over the rest of the year. So mm-hmm. we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed this video and we'll see you guys later. Bye.